Mix 94.7 KMCH. It is not one, but two guests of the day. Guests plural, as it were. Dave Wakefield sits to my right. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Big week. Big week. Huge week. Big weekend.
Yeah. We get Rubik's Cube on the river.
Uh-huh.
Saturday.
Be there.
Everyone.
And then, who's this sketchy character sitting next to you? He's very questionable looking.
This is the chamber board president, Kurt Hines.
And that just guaranteed me a ticket every time I drive through. No, Kurt, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. This is a big weekend. This is kind of the, you know, all right, summer's here. Spring's moving out. Summer's here. And this, I so look forward to this event. Loved it last year. And there's some new twists to Rubik's Cube on the River this year, too. Keeping adding stuff to it.
Yeah. We try to find new things to get people out of the house and outside and come downtown. So this year we've added bingo. So bring your dollars.
Yeah.
We're going to do some bingo.
B5.
You know.
Are you calling bingo?
I'll call probably a couple of games, but we're going to have a bunch of variety of people.
Gotcha. Okay.
If anybody wants to call, we'll call now.
Call you can call later.
Sure. You know. So
bingo. So where's that going to be going on?
So bingo, we're going to start at about 10 o'clock, and that will be at the gazebo.
Okay, okay.
Right, you know, by River Bend. And so 10 to, basically, bingo will go until bingo stops.
Until it stops. I mean, could go till midnight.
Well,
you know, if
it
you
won't
can,
go past 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I guess we could.
We could do it all night.
Honestly, we'll. Late night bingo. That would be fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bingo's the new thing. We've got some great vendors this year. We've got about 16, 17 vendors that will be on South Franklin selling their goodies and information booths. So that's happening. We'll obviously have rhubarb pies. Rhubarb pies we'll be selling, homemade ones.
Rhubarb crisp.
Mm-hmm. And I'll let Kurt talk a little bit about barbecue that's happening.
Yeah.
Because Rubik's Cube.
Here comes the cue part of it with Kurt.
Yeah. We got two barbecue this year. We got Charboom and Pits and Perks. They're both going to be kind of bringing ribs, brisket, pulled pork.
Oh, wow.
I think, hopefully, they're both going to be bringing a rhubarb barbecue sauce, homemade. That's kind of the thing for people to come out and try with the barbecue. And so, yeah, something a little different.
But. Well, and I know this is a point of pride for not only the chamber, but the entire city, because it's a, hey, we're open for business. Here comes the nice warm spring and summertime. Walk around here. You know, you don't have to leave town to do something fun. You can stay right here in your backyard and
do
stuff.
And it's supposed to, I mean, let's hope for some good weather.
We're partly cloudy, 76. That's banner weather.
Last year was like 95.
Yes, it was. It was like a hot day last year.
So, yeah, 70, that would be perfect, especially for all those runners.
Yeah.
We're doing the 5K.
Now, are you doing the 5K?
I will not be, no, because I'm going to help organize
it. Okay. Kurt, are you doing the 5K?
Nope, I'm organizing.
That makes three of us not doing the 5K. But we'll be there waving when you cross the finish line on Saturday.
So people can still sign up for that. You know, it's $30 online. Go to the Chamber's website, ManchesterIowa.org. Mm-hmm. You can get registered for the 5K. We are hoping to get a few more runners added to that. This year we added chip timing.
Okay.
So actually, you know, a chip that will go on your shoelace rather than last year was kind of analog.
I'll be at the finish line chocolate chip timing. That's what I'll be doing.
What else we got? We've got
kids activities too and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
So we'll have some sidewalk chalk that kids can go draw up if they want.
Just keep it on South Franklin.
Do some graffiti on the sidewalk, and then face painter and balloon artist. You know, balloon animals.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So those would be
here's a worm.
There you go. And then the contest. Kurt, you want to talk about the contest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is everyone pay attention.
Yeah, because this is good stuff here.
So. Yeah. So we brought back when rhubarb was down at the other park, they had biggest leaf competition and longest stalk competition.
Mm-hmm.
We are bringing that back this year. That was one thing that a lot of people wanted to see come back. So pick your rhubarb, bring it on down. We'll have a couple judges to get that, you know, measured and everything. The winners win a couple tumblers for that one. Also, we're going to do a rhubarb crisp competition. Requirement for that is 50% rhubarb, and then you can throw in whatever you want to do to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And winner of that gets a custom pie tin that I engraved and everything. So, yeah.
And one of us, Janelle or I or John, we're going to like play rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to judge that.
Yep.
Because, and then there'll be other judges, too.
Yeah, we're going to go two other
bring
judges.
Enough 20s to bribe all of us, not just one of us.
Yeah, there'll be three judges.
So. Yeah, so $60 is what you're going to need to bring. No, what does it cost to just bring
just
the recipe,
bring,
right?
Yep,
that's all you
got to
do.
Up. Yeah, sign up. Also, we're on the Chamber website. We'd like to kind of have a idea who's bringing stuff and
now where will that be going on that gazebo as well, or where are you gonna have that?
We'll do that at the info booth, so the chamber will have an info booth. We'll,
okay,
where we'll be selling the pies and then some, you know, sodas for people, and then also registration for that.
Okay,
stuff.
Gotcha.
It'll be kind of in front of Riverbend.
Yep. So what time, gentlemen, what time do I need to be downtown on Saturday to take in the whole day? When's everything kind of get going?
So we start at 8 o'clock is when the vendors will be ready to go. And that's 8 to 1.
Okay.
So the event runs 8 to 1, essentially. 9 o'clock will be the 5K. And then 10 o'clock, we'll kind of start the bingo. And like I said earlier, bingo will go until we
decide. I'm going to drive back through town like at 2 in the morning, and there's going to be you two out there with a mag light and a microphone.
That'd be fun. Fantastic.
And I will pull in and play.
The contest, we're hoping to get out all the contest stuff registered, bring them between 10:30 and 11.
Okay.
And that way we'll have music from 11 to 1, and when Scott needs a break, who's doing the music, mm-hmm. at noon we'll do the winners will be announced.
Announce the winners and everything. So. And then, again, you don't have to leave town. This could be a great precursor. You come to Manchester, you get your rhubarb in the morning, walk around. It's almost like a farmer's market, kind of.
It is.
You got the vendors and the live music and everything. So.
Yeah. It's going to be a great morning.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the family out. So.
Yep, because family fun, games, chalk, and you don't even have to bring your own chalk.
The
city
chalk.
Will provide the chalk for you.
We have chalk ready to go. So shout out to our sponsors.
Yes.
Well, two of them are in the room right here. So yeah. KMCH 94.7. And Kurt Himes with Himes Awards is also a sponsor of this event. And then we have Momentum Screen Prints, Fairgram, Community Savings Bank, and Fairway.
Gotcha.
So thanks to the sponsors, they either donated items, awards, in Kurt's case.
Well, and here's how good Himes Awards is, because this is not a pre-planned question I'm about to ask Kurt. Kurt, if I needed to get a plaque that had the Knights of Columbus logo and somebody's name on it, you could make that for me, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Good. I need a plaque with the Knights of Columbus logo and somebody's name on it, because I got to get that made here some point.
All right, perfect.
You're the guy that's going to do it.
So absolutely.
Non-solicited, non-pre-planned, that happened live on the air. And Dave, we should mention, you know, the Chamber. You didn't mention, you guys put a lot of work into this. You're mentioning sponsors, but there's a lot of legwork you guys
do.
Yeah,
we have a really good committee. There's about six of us on this committee, and they're all volunteers to make this event happen. So our final meeting's tonight, so we'll finish the layout and have everything ready to go. So shout out to those folks on that committee.
Yeah, and then if anybody has any questions, just get a hold of you at the Chamber, or what's the best way to do
so
it?
Yeah, so either manchesteriowa.org and then events tab, we'll have information on the event, or 927-4141 to talk to me.
8 to 1 on Saturday. Looking forward to it. We'll be broadcasting live down there. We're all going to be there. Look forward to seeing you, gentlemen. You know, if you need anything, give us a holler. We'll make it happen, too.
Sounds good.
So,
thank you.
Dave and Kurt, they're the new morning show. They're going to come in and do this show tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
Oh, I'm so sorry, everyone.
That's how I start every broadcast, actually. Don't forget Rubik's Cube on the River this weekend. We're proud to be a part of it here at KMCH.